time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you with us here for another Saturday morning as we record this program on Thursday of this week. Russell hates it when I do that, but legally we have to let people know we're not live at this moment, although...
I'm glad you told me that.
We kind of feel alive, don't we? It's nice to have our listeners back out there on a Saturday morning taking a little break from all of the mayhem that is going on around us these days, although... there is some light at the end of that tunnel, which seems like every week we get together, there's a little bit more and a little bit more, and we just hope that light is not an oncoming train, as they say. So Russ from Sky Call is on with us from the compound up there in Sugar House. How are things there?
Good morning. Doing well. Actually, we've got phones rented for a change. I mean, this has been about a 6 or 8 week dry spell for us, which is understandable, but things are opening up. A lot of things down south that are opening up. People are traveling. We were out on the West Desert last Sunday, and it's usually pretty quiet out there on Sundays, but my gosh, all the people with the side-by-sides out there, we probably had 50 rigs come towards us, you know, and pass us as we were headed out there, which is disappointing in a way because you're eating a lot of dust. But on the other hand, it was really good to see people out with their families, primarily setting up big camps and recreating, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Well, there's lots of space out there to keep your social distance while you're having your fun,
too.
Yeah. All right, stand by. I want to learn more about what your outing was like, but first I want to make sure that we bring in some backup here. The old man from the mountain is coming home.
Yeah, he doesn't wash his hair and he eats his mustache when he drinks soup.
The old man from the mountain is coming home. You're back in civilization, huh?
Just for today, another 2 hours maybe an hour and a half.
Is it just me, or have you picked up a little mountain talk? You sounded like it there. Just for today.
Yeah, I think it was the music. I rolled into town because I got to grade some midterms and get them in before the weekend. And I come home every Monday and Zoom to all my kids. I do a whole day of Zooming, and I basically do significantly long Zooms because you really don't want to eat up everybody's time. All the teachers deserve access to the kids, and so – I do what used to be a 3 days of lecture in one Zoom on Mondays. So I go 2 hours per class. I nonstop talking.
Wow!
But they can listen in segments if they want. It's all online. They just go and I have a lot of them live, which is really important to the lecture because the questions enhance what we're doing, and then you know. They take the test, and they're going to be able to use their book for sure because, you know, I don't have them in the classroom, which is fine. It's all I want is that they learn the history. And, you know, I've never been their judge anyway. I've always felt like I'm not their judge. I'm their teacher. So they're going to get the big test, and they're going to be able to take days to do it probably.
We were talking this week about some new words, some new terms, and this happens every year that new words get added to our dictionaries. And so things like corona and rona is another one that I guess has become the popular term for it.
Germaphobe.
Germaphobe was one of them. I just wonder if zooming is going to actually show up in there.
Yeah, it's going to be a verb before too long.
Hey, zoom me.
You know, if you want to buy that stock, that stock is just skyrocketing.
Yeah, we actually did a Zoom birthday, 85th birthday for my mother this past week,
nice.
From five different states, with everybody in the family contributing and asking questions about grandma advice. You know, after 85 years on the planet, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way fun. That's a good Zoom. You know what's a bad Zoom is a Zoom funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, well, Zoom weddings we heard about this week, Zoom birthdays for kids that, you know, are still trying to make sense of all of this. Anyway, so what, I don't know how much detail you want to get into about your what your week is like while you're up there tucked
away.
Well,
I've been doing lots of fishing,
yep.
And I've been playing golf, and I would be really down to the weight, a fighting weight, you know, lean, mean, fighting machine, but the truth is, I got nothing to do but watch TV, so I eat. I eat too much, and I basically nullify any gains from my walking.
Yeah. You threw in the towel on keeping Mama away, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did. My boys were vehement because she's on the front line, and so she knew I was getting depressed, so she came to see me. She had that mask on, an expensive one, and I got on the phone, called my boys, and said, hey, look, I'm going to take Mom's mask off, and I'm going to kiss her on the mouth. And if this is how I die, put it on my gravestone.
And the boys are at home going, that is more information than
I really wanted to know.
Yeah,
just such a weirdo.
Yeah.
No, but they agreed. So my wife had 6 of 7 days off, and it was really nice. She decided just to stay with me, change her plans, and just – so we did a lot of things together. Well, mostly we hiked around and fished and played golf and made great meals and ate cake and made myself fat again.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, to my knowledge, at last report, we'd had no COVID cases up there at Primary Children's Hospital. I hope it's
that's correct. That was correct. That was, had a lot to do with my decision, for sure.
I hope it stays that way. We all do.
Me too.
As we start to talk about opening things up. Speaking of opening things up, one of our guests on the program coming up in the next half hour, Russ, is Anthony Monson with Utah Whitewater.
Right.
What has he been telling you, if anything?
Well, just that the rivers are opening up. In fact, we just had a rental today for Deso, and so they've opened up some of the parks and some of the rivers through the parks. He's going to get more specific about it. I don't really know much in details. I know that he's going to talk about one of the problems is there's no shuttle services right now, but hopefully before anybody in our audience goes out there that people are running their shuttle service, you know? So it's really positive stuff.
Yeah. There's been a lot of that, and it's been a little frustrating, and I'll just be honest with the listeners, which we always try to do, but it's been frustrating to record during the week and then find out 24 hours or 48 hours later that what we talked about had already morphed and changed. But that's how quickly things have been evolving. And luckily, since the last time we had a chance to talk, and I apologize to both of you because we had some technical difficulties last week. We weren't all three able to get on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But since the last time we talked, mostly positive stuff with state parks, not all, but most of them open for business here. They were shut down for a while, at least to anybody outside of the county. So if you didn't reside in the county where the park was, you weren't able to go to the park. They've since changed that in at least some of them.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, too. You know, if you're going to social distance when you're in a grocery store trying to get your needs, you could easily social distance floating down a river or hiking in the mountains.
Well, and I joked the other morning, and we'll talk about this on Fish Bites coming up in the next half hour, too. I joked that you don't need to tell fishermen to social distance. They don't want somebody fishing in their hole. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a boat, in a float tube, or standing on the shoreline, nobody gets too close to you because you get barked at.
Absolutely. It's always been the case. And you pretty much, you know, if you're squawking over there, you still got to net your own damn fish.
That's true, too. So I would just say this. Some of the restrictions, I guess, are still in place, and it's almost like a dividing line east and west part of the state. Some of the ones that still have some restrictions are on the east side of the state of Utah, and it's because of the health department in those areas that still have some restrictions. So make sure you check on that before you go out. But today, Thursday, the discussion is that President Trump would like to see our national parks opened up. Governor Herbert is looking at that, but he wants to make sure that when that happens, we can do so safely because the national parks will attract more people from outside the state, which is a little more complicated than state parks inside the state.
Much greater. We've been very fortunate here, and in large part because we're pretty wide open already, and it took a while to get here. But, yeah, you bring some people from some hot spots, then first thing you know, we're a hot spot.
Yeah. And we've been lucky so far, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Only two states in the union, by the way, have better mortality numbers than Utah when you look per 100,000 residents, and that is Hawaii and South Dakota, which is kind of interesting. But Utah, one death per 100,000 population, and we are a top five when it comes to testing in the country as well. So we're lucky to be where we are, for sure.
Yeah, we're doing very well, and we deserve a pat on our own backs.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the news of the week, and we'll mention and see if we can sort out a little bit more detail of what the parks situation is, because we've had so many questions from people about that. We hope that you'll take the opportunity to get your family out and do a little social distancing, but also take care of the mental health that is so important for all of us. Give us a minute. We'll come back, and we'll have your news of the week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time for some news of the week, a segment we didn't get a chance to do last week because of our technical difficulties, but it's good to have everybody together again. Tim here. Russ is up in the wilds of Sugar House, and Navidomskus has come back down to K-Town. The old man from the mountain has come home. We were just talking off the air during the break about the things that kids and parents are going through. Navi, of course, is a high school teacher. And I was joking with you a minute ago about the struggles for Becky and I to try and figure out how to help our seventh grade grandson. And today I get to go home and do origami for art foundation class.
Well, I tell you, we got some parents that are getting educated for sure.
Yeah. And they're finding
there you
it.
Go.
They're finding out how valuable you are as a teacher, too. I'll tell you that. But, yeah, so I'm going to be making origami birds, I think, later in the day. And later in the show, Blair Stringham will be joining us, and we'll talk about how you handle baby birds if you find them in the backyard, and then how to attract some birds to your backyard. I wanted to talk last week about this, and maybe it's better that we waited because now it is up and running in operation with the mayor, Salt Lake City mayor, designating a part of the city as a no-drive area so that people can get out and ride their bikes safely with their families. Did you see this?
No, but what a great idea, Tim.
Yeah. So starting today, as we record, Thursday, 500 North from Redwood Road to 800 West in Salt Lake, temporarily open to pedestrian and bicycle traffic. That announcement coming from the mayor's office this week. They're calling it Stay Safe, Stay Active to create some more safe space for residents to create some outdoor activities while maintaining distance from others amid this pandemic.
This is beautiful. You know, I told my kids when they were leaving, and they were a little upset, talking to my high school kids, I go, there's going to be some wonderful things come of this. We're going to learn some great things about each other and ourselves, and we're going to get some new strategies on life because of this. And there you go. You know, in Paris, you can only drive in Paris every other weekend.
Right.
And that's awesome. I mean, once you feel a city, when you're on your foot, it's a different city.
Yeah. Well, and there's places like Denver, Colorado, that has an outdoor mall downtown where, you know, no cars can drive. There are buses that go up and down through there, but it's just such a nice area to sit and enjoy and do some shopping or grab some food along the way. That's not what this one in Salt Lake is meant for, but still. You talk about the things that we're learning, and we ask this question on Utah's Morning News on a regular basis. How many of these things will now become common
right in
our lives? Are companies going to start saying now, you know, we could pay for less office space by having
right these
people work from home?
Yeah, and, you know, I think that employees have proved to their employers that they're capable to work at home. Just because they're wearing their jammies doesn't mean they can't think well.
Yeah, you just have to remember what day of the week it is.
Exactly.
But, Russ, you've been working out of the house your entire adult life almost. Well, not life, but I mean for the last how many years?
Well, last roughly 20 years.
Yeah.
Working out of the shop here. There's pluses and minuses. You get kind of lonesome sometime, and, well, then the customer comes in and you talk their ear off and they can't get out of here fast enough.
You know, you got people who are missing work, but like the students, they're actually missing school.
Yeah.
So it makes the heart grow fonder for
miss
sure.
They miss the association. I've talked to a few students and they just miss seeing their buddies, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The other thing that has caught my eye that is outdoor related is some of the stories coming out of places like Yosemite. But there was a whole a whole montage of these places around the world. Not only is the air pollution better, obviously, like they were saying, and Russ, you and I talked about it last week, that the Himalayas are visible for the first time in probably many years. The Hollywood Hills in Southern California can be seen now because not everybody's driving around downtown Los Angeles. So you have those kinds of benefits. But in Yosemite, they're talking about the bears that are just having a party right now because nobody's there to scare them back into the trees.
Oh, that's got to be awesome. You know, Venice, they didn't even know. They had no idea that the ocean was clear. Like all the canals of Venice, you can see the bottom. Nobody's ever seen the bottom in 300 years.
Yeah. You wonder if maybe we need to rotate through the national parks and give every national park a year off every 10 years.
Mm. Yeah,
Go ahead.
That might be a better answer than some. And I've seen people who, you know, have always had this desire to lock down our national parks and keep us out of there in the winter. We have all documented and talked about not having snowmobiles in the park in the wintertime. But to those people, I say ridiculous. That, you know, there's a reason why we call Yellowstone America's park, or the People's Park. Yeah. And these places were set aside so that we could enjoy them. But at the same time, maybe, Navi, there's some happy medium here.
Yeah, I totally agree. If there's anybody who's getting ahead, it's the environment. Yesterday being Earth Day, they're just chronicling all kinds of wonderful things that have happened. And it would be nice to find a happy medium. And you're right, Tim. It's still our land. We got to do what we got to do. And, you know, we just want both.
Yeah, but if I ask anybody by a show of hands, how many would love to do what we're doing now for the environment by staying home for the rest of your life?
No, I get it.
Nobody, you know, no hands go up. Hey,
quick
note here as we wrap up this segment. I want to make sure that I get just a note in here about our state parks since I raised that question. It looks like most of the parks, and this comes from Eugene Swalberg, who is a park spokesman, said park enthusiasts should think of an imaginary line that divides the eastern part of the state from the west, talking about these parks that are now open. Those parks in the eastern side of the state largely still under public health closure orders, while the west side parks don't suffer those restrictions. In those parks that will be opening to both Utah residents and those visiting from out of state, park officials will sanitize the restroom facilities and other areas of necessity. But they do need to make sure before you go and do your visitation that you know what those restrictions are from the health department in those areas. But the good news is that state parks are opening up, and hopefully our national parks will also get their gates back up and running real soon here. We got a break. We've got a news update coming next on the half hour. Then on the other side, looking forward to talking, Russ, with your buddy and find out where the rivers are opening up and what his expectations are for the coming year. And then Navi will stick around and we'll have some fish bites. So don't go away. More of KSL Outdoors is coming up.